because my brother had it this morning. I'm getting rid of all them restraints. I guess you noticed I put my notebook back down. There's a reason for that. As I come up to the church this morning, I was praying. I come quite a bit early, and I was praying. I had what I felt like I was going to preach on this morning and tonight. Amen. Right there in that office, the Lord laid on my heart what He wanted me to speak on today. And this is the only little note I had. I tore off that desk. I have no notes. But you know who it's for? It's for everybody in this church. So if you got your Bibles, you go ahead and turn to 2 Timothy. All the way to chapter 1 of 2 Timothy. Sister Melinda, this is for you and everybody else. The Lord's already been here ahead of you today. Because I believe that this morning we're going to have a stirring in God's house. A stirring in God's house today. Amen. I believe that today. Amen. The Lord laid this on my heart in that office right there. You go over there and you begin to preach out of 2 Timothy chapter 1. Amen. And that church, that's what we're going to do today. And I believe that everybody in this building needs the same thing that Sister Melinda said she wanted. Amen. The Lord's here in this building today. Amen. He confirmed that by her standing up. Amen. Amen. Because I already had it marked in my Bible what I was supposed to preach on. I had my little tag in here, and it come from that room right back there. But let me tell you one thing, church. We've got a will. Every one of us has a will. Whether we receive the gift of God or whether we do not, that's up to us this morning. Amen. But I'm telling you today, you've got to make your mind up, either get in or get out, because God's going to move. Amen. And I tell you today, church, we've got to let Him move. If we're going to have a body of believers that God wants us to be, we've got to let Him move today. Amen. I'm going to start here. Amen. In the third verse of the first chapter, it says this here. I thank God whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayer night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfaded faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother Lois and in thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it is in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me the prisoner, but be thou partakers of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given in us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now made manifested by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, and faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank You for Your holy word today. We thank You today, Lord, that You're still in control. And Lord, I pray today that You will anoint me, Lord, like You've never anointed me before to speak this word. And I pray today that You will anoint their ears like You have never anointed them before to receive the word. And Lord Jesus, we plead Your blood upon this service. And Lord, I bind the powers of Satan in Jesus' name. The powers that were trying to disrupt, the powers that were trying to restrain, the powers that were trying to tear down. I come against it in Jesus' name. It no longer has no authority. It no longer has no power in this building. It has to leave in the name of Jesus, and it's gone in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that You would loose my spirit today. And Lord, I pray that no one in this building will be able to sit here without receiving this word. And no one in this building will be able to get out of here without being a changed individual today, Lord. And I pray today that our minds will be made up. Lord, as for me and my house, we're going to serve You today. We're going to serve You today in Jesus' wonderful name. Oh, I praise you today. All I can think about when I'm back there praying today is a stirring. We're going to have a stirring service today. We're going to have a stirring. And I'm not talking about a stirring like you think it is. I'm talking about a stirring from Almighty God today. I'm talking about a life-changing experience today. Oh, let me tell you today, church, Sister Melinda's not alone. There's people sitting in this building right now that's saying, I have missed something. I have missed something. And I'm longing for what I once had. I got a desire to have what I once had. And I'm telling you today, if you'll get your antennas up, I'm telling you, the wave links are coming today. He's in the building today, and he's here to move upon us today. Oh, let me tell you, church, if we're not careful, that devil will rob us. He'll kill us. He'll steal it from us. And the next thing you know, we'll be like Samson. We'll shake ourselves, and the Spirit of the Lord will be departed. Oh, let me tell you, we see what Paul's telling Timothy. He said, I know this is in thy mother, Lois, and I know it's in thy grandmother, Eunice. But he said, I'm persuaded it's in there. I'm persuaded that it's in there. But he says, I got to get it out. 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 Oh, let me tell you, church, that devil don't want it to get out today. That devil don't want it to get out. He's going to do everything he can, amen, to try to stop it from getting out. But he don't have power in this building. Amen. Amen. This done been taken from him today. Amen. We done played the blood over this building. But when you get out of this building and you get on that road, he's going to try to rob it from you. But I'm telling you today, church, we cannot afford to let him rob you. Why? Because I'm persuaded that it's in you this morning, and I'm persuaded that it's time it comes to the surface today. Oh, let me tell you today, church, we face these trials, we face these situations every day. Every day. But God's Word is sure. God's Word is true. It does not change. It does not waver. It's there for you and I. It will not ever change. It's there for us because someday we're going to need it. Amen. Someday we're going to need different parts than we do others. But I'm telling you today, that devil knows that Word better than anyone that's sitting in the pew in this building. He knows that Word better than anyone that's sitting in a pew in this building. He does not have to turn to page so-and-so. He does not have to go to his concordance. He does not have to get to the computer to look up a word. He knows that word. But I'm telling you today, church, our minds are not capable of doing but so much. But I'm telling you, there's a spiritual mind that's capable of doing all things if you'll allow it to come inside of you and dismiss the things that are not of God and move them out. Amen. He tells us to put on the weapons of our warfare. But church, why do we have those weapons? Because there are fiery darts that are being shot at us. There's fiery darts that's being shot at me. There's fiery darts that are being shot at you. Amen. But church, what we've got to do is we've got to learn to deflect those darts. We've got to learn to put our hands up and stop those darts. Amen. If somebody starts to hit me in the head, I'm going to throw my arm up. I'm not going to put both hands there and say, hit me. I'm going to put something up to deflect that. And I'm telling you spiritually, that's what's happened today. We have put our spiritual guard down, and the devil's in it from all sides. It's time we lift up the spiritual side and let it be king of our lives. Amen. I ain't used me going up there. I ain't got no notes. Amen. I guess it's just a habit. But I'm telling you today, Paul said, if I can just get my hands on you, Timothy, I can stir that up that's in you. Why? How did he know it was in you, Sister Lord? Because he said, I'm mindful of thy tears. I'm also mindful of that joy. He's seen him under the power of God. And I saw him telling you tonight, I've seen some of you under the power of God. I've seen the joy. I've seen the tears. And I know it's there. But I just got to get there and take you to stir it up and let God be God in your life again. Oh, I tell you today, church, if we're not careful, we can dry and dry up on that vine. We can dry up right there on that vine. We can sit in a pew and go straight to hell. Amen. Amen. Many of folk are in hell today that occupied a church pew simply because they died on that vine. How they died on that vine? Because of a lack of stirring. Why do you ladies, when you cook something, do you go back there and stir it? Every one of you know it'll burn. Every one of you know it'll scorch. And every one of you know it'll stick to the bottom. But if you'll go back there and stir it, and stir it, and stir it, and stir it, it'll cook all the way through. And when it comes time to eat it, it'll be good. But church, we're very, very responsible to us. It's responsible, our responsibility to stir our own self. Now you can blame it on the preacher if you want to blame it on. You can say he don't preach hard enough. He don't run hard enough. He don't jump high enough. The choir don't sing loud enough. The musicians don't play loud enough. They don't sing the right song. I'm telling you, God's going to hold you responsible because you've got to do the stirring yourself. Amen. You've got to do the stirring. You leave that pot of beans on that stove without going back and attending to them. They're going to scorch and you're going to throw them out the door because nobody's going to eat them. And I'm telling you today, if we don't stir ourselves, we're going to get scorched by this world and we're going to be a stench in the nostrils of God because of life of not taking care of ourselves. Amen. Why? Paul said, I got to get to him. I got to get to him. For I am persuaded that that same gift is in that mama and that grandma is in you. Oh, I tell you, church, I'm persuaded because I've seen it manifested in your lives before. I've seen it manifested in your life before. Amen. I got a call. Amen. I ain't going to call no name, but he is sitting in this church with a big smile on his face this morning. Amen. What happened? Well, he said, I couldn't see Brother Nick, but now I can see what happened. There was a stir that took place in his heart this week. And I tell you what, I wish that all of us would get a little bit of that on us today. Why? Because it'll change our outlook. It'll change our appearance. And it'll change our thinking on things. It'll change our whole mind. Our whole outlook. Oh, like that old saying, I say it all the time. When you get in that car and that gas tank sitting dead on half, there's either two ways it can go. It can either be half empty or it can be half filled. And I got a feeling if you've been stirred by the hand of God, you'll get in that car and you'll say, praise God, it's been half full. Oh, I tell you today, church, but if you'll let the devil talk to you a little bit more, he'll have you in that car saying, it's half empty. And I just as well quit. And I just as well give up. I'm telling you, I know that gift's in there. And I know the Holy Ghost is in it. And I know the Holy Ghost is a moving. But I tell you, church, we've got to open our hearts up and say, Lord, bring that spiritual power and stir me one more time. Oh, he'll stir me. He'll stir me, church. But see, Paul said, I'm persuaded that it's in thee. Amen. And we'll be the first to admit, yes, I'm saved. Yes, I believe in Jesus. Yes, I ask Him to forgive me of my sins. Church, what about that stirring? Amen. You don't ever go back and attend to those beans. They ain't going to be no good. If you don't ever go back to that altar and attend to yourself, whether this altar be in this church or whether this altar be in your house or whether this altar be wherever, we have got to go to that place that we talk to Him. Just as Sister Gracie was singing that song. There's nothing can stand between us and the Lord but a relationship. And the only way I can have a relationship is I've got to go back to Him and go back to Him and go back to Him and go back to Him. Now you tell me, if you're married and you don't ever go back to your house but about once a month, do you have a relationship? No siree. Somebody's going to serve you papers before long. Because somebody's going to say, I want you out of my house. I don't want to see you no longer. You are an insult to me. You are a discrimination, an abomination to my children. And I don't want you there. And I'm telling you, that's what God's saying today to some of us. We've got to be stirred. We've got to be stirred. We've got to be stirred. Because God wants to use us. He wants to use us. But church, if we're not careful, if we're not careful through the hardness of our hearts, how many times, I wish I'd have looked that up, but I didn't know I was going to preach this, is that word in the Bible? The Lord talked about the children of Israel, the cause of the hardness of your heart, the stiffness of your neck. Moses, get out of the way and I'll just wipe them all off. Why? Because of that rebellious spirit through the hardness of the heart and the stiffness of their neck. Because they would not allow themselves to be stirred, even though they seen the Red Sea parted, even though they seen water come out of a rock, even though they eat manna from heaven, even though the Lord had a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day that led them, even though they seen He fend off Pharaoh's army, even though they seen the 10 plagues, but yet they still had a hardness of their heart and they was God's chosen people. Amen. God give us that will. And if we don't do something about it, amen, it's our own fault. It's our own fault. I'm telling you, I didn't have to get up here and come this morning. But I come up here because I knew the Lord wanted me up here. Amen. I come up here because I knew the Lord had something today. I thought I had it in my heart what I was going to preach on last night when I went to bed. I thought I had it in my heart when I got up this morning and sat at the table, went over my notes. But when I get in God's presence, we have got to be pliable. We have got to be able to be plowed. If I'd have had a hard heart, if I'd have had a stiff neck, I'd have said, Lord, you could have told me about this last week and I could have been prepared. But I'm telling you, we don't ever know what's around the next curve or over the next hill. We simply got to walk in faith and trust in God and let Him stir our hearts. If we don't, we're going to go through a routine. If we don't, we're going to get to that point. We're going to get to that point that this is what's going to happen. I believe it's 7 or 8, enough of God. Amen. Let me find it here. Verse 6 says, Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hand. Verse 7 says, For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. First of all, that spirit of fear, that will stop you from ever getting stirred. There's nothing in this altar that will ever harm you. Everything in this altar will always help you. So therefore, if you've got a spirit of fear about coming to that altar, the first thing you want to do is be the first to the altar to show the devil that you no longer have a spirit of fear about coming to this altar. Because of that fear about the altar, because of that fear about somebody laying hands on you, because of that fear about somebody praying over you, you're not getting stirred. Why? Because the devil will tell you, they may mess my hair up. The devil will tell you, if I get up and start crying, my makeup may run. Amen. Well, I done got past that point. I don't got enough hair for you to mess up no longer, so it don't matter. But I've already had that removed out of my heart. I don't have a spirit of fear about the power of God. I simply have a spirit of fear about being reverent to God. Amen. Why? Because that spirit of fear will give us a spirit of holding back. It'll give us a spirit of withdrawing. It'll give us a spirit of staying away. It'll give us a spirit of separating ourselves. And through that spirit of fear, you'll get weaker spiritually every day, every hour. You'll get a little bit weaker. And church, we know what happens when we get so weak. We can't even get up. We can't even stand up. We can't do nothing no longer. Why? Because weakness has crept in. Do you know what happens when somebody's weak in that hospital? Somebody has to help them out of bed. Somebody has to bathe them. Somebody has to wash their face. And somebody has to feed them because they're so weak. Now, I'm telling you, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but man has. Man has given us the spirit of fear because of the unknown. That's our nature. We're scared of things we don't know about. We're scared of things we're uncertain about. We're scared of things that we just can't see clearly. But I'm telling you, when it comes to the spiritual side, you let God be God of your life. You let the Spirit be in control of your life. And you don't quench the Spirit of God. You simply obey the Spirit of God and He'll stir your life. Amen. But church, that spirit of fear has kept a many person from getting saved. And hell is filled with people today because of a spirit of fear. Because of that fear that they're going to fail God, because of that fear that they're going to miss God, because of that fear, they stayed out. They stayed out. Next thing you know, they got too far from this bank and they couldn't pedal back in. Church, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. You'll never have that power, you'll never have that love, and you'll never have that sound mind. Now let me clear some things up here right now. That power is not your physical strength. It's not your physical strength. It's not the ability that you have to go out and lift up the back of a car. That love is not the love that you have as far as loving your sister, loving your brother, loving your wife. He's not giving you that sound mind such as you can all of a sudden read like you've never read before. You all of a sudden got all the wisdom that you've never had before. You can solve all the equations in the world. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the spiritual side of a man. It's time that we separate this fleshly side. Listen here, church. Why do they embalm people at the cemetery, at the funeral home? Because this old flesh is going back to the dirt where God said it come from. It's going to return. But I'm saying there's a spiritual man that's on the inside. That's the one we got to be concerned about. That's the one that we got to be aware of. That's the one He's talking about. He's not giving that a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Okay, if He's given this spiritual man a spirit of power That tells me when the devil comes to my house and begins to knock on my door, I say, wait a minute, I don't come in the name of Nixon Miller. No, sirree. I come in the name of the Almighty Jesus Christ. That spirit begins to rise up in me. That spirit begins to bubble up in me. Why? Because I can't do nothing with my own. But I know that my big daddy, oh, I tell you, my daddy can take care of all things. But all things belong to him already. So therefore, I don't have to have a spirit of fear. Y'all know when I told y'all, some of you here wasn't here when this happened. I was up here praying about 12 o'clock one night. Nobody in the church. I forget what night it was. And I heard things beating on the roof. Boom, 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 boom. You know, just like pine cones do when they fall out of a tree. Well, we executed all the pine trees when we started a new church pretty well. There was pine trees all around here. We cut them all down, pushed them all down, buried them, whatever. They hauled them off. We don't have no pine trees. So nothing could fall on this building, but yet something was hitting on top of the building. Boom, boom. Different points of the building. Well, I'm laying up here at this altar praying. The back door's locked. Well, the front door of the church. The church is the only place that has a front and a back door in the same place. Amen. Got two fronts. You know, you come in the front door and you come up front. So you explain that to me anyhow. Amen. But anyhow, I'm laying at the altar. The door's locked. All the doors are locked. Something's beating on the roof. And all of a sudden, I hear footprints walking across that foyer. Footsteps. Everybody knows footprints don't walk. Everybody knows how loud that foyer is. You come in that door, if you're sitting on the back, you automatically know it because that foyer just echoes. Well, I heard these feet walking. Boom, 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 boom. Just coming across that foyer. Well, I begin to rebuke it, begin to pray right here. I was praying already. It got in that foyer right there. It beat on this building. But it never did get in the sanctuary. It never did get into the Holy of Holies. God was warning me. He'd already warned us. The first message that ever come in this building, we was in a Sunday school class. This church was not complete. We gathered in that foyer out there. We joined hands. I don't even know if we had carpet in the building yet. And we began to pray. A message come in tongues, and I interpreted it. And the message was not this, that you've done well, that I'm going to bless you, that you can lift your hands up, everything's going to be good. The message was this, that the battle is yet before you. I said, oh my Lord, to myself, we had done fought hell and everything else to try to build this church. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong, but God was victorious, the church was being built, and it got built, and there wasn't a nickel owed on it. Well, I'm telling you, church, the first message that come was the battle was yet before you. So I knew God was a-moving, and I tell you, if God be for us, Sister Karen, who can be against us? I'm telling you, He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind. It's time we lay down the fleshly man and pick up the spiritual man and say, wait a minute, I'm coming in the name of Jesus. I'm coming in the power of Jesus. I'm not coming in the fear of man. I'm coming in the power of Jesus. Because He ain't giving a spirit of fear, but a power. I'm coming in the love of Jesus. Now that love of Jesus, let me stop here a second. That love of Jesus. Now, I'm telling you, there are people in this world. Let me back up. We ain't got to go in this world. We just simply can go right up the road and down the road. That's all we got to do. And we can find something that fit this category. There are people that are just unlovable. There are people that you cannot love. You're saying, what in the world is that preacher lost his mind? Stay with me now. We're not talking about the flesh. We're talking about the spiritual. I'm telling you, there's things that people do that I do not agree with, that I do not care for, and I cannot love what they do. Yes, I'm concerned about their soul, and I want to see their soul saved. I don't want to see their soul go to hell. But I'm telling you, church, there's some people that have an unlovable spirit. You cannot please them. You cannot do anything. I'm telling you, you can pour enough sugar in that tea, eventually you'll get it sweet. But there's some people you can dump the whole load on until God does a supernatural. They're still going to be sour, and the spirit's going to be sour. Why? Because they have picked up an unlovable spirit. But God has not given a spirit of fear, but of power and love. So therefore, I may not love that person, what they do, what they stand for, but yet I love to see them saved. And I love to see them go to heaven. And I love for them to get right and to get a lovable spirit about them. But see, that's the love of the spiritual man on the inside. Amen. Amen. I reckon I better button my shirt. Amen. I've been up here worse. Amen. Believe me. You just don't know. You don't got a clue, let me tell you. Amen. You think you're going to embarrass your pastor? You ain't going to embarrass him. He's way, way, way beyond all that. Amen. Amen. But I can tell you one thing today. If we carry our salvation on our shoulders, somebody going to knock it off. I've never seen one in school that was too big somebody didn't knock down. I've never seen one out in this world that he wasn't so big that somebody didn't skin my head. Amen. I've had my head skinned too. Amen. Amen. But I'm telling you, church, we've got to realize there's a spiritual man and there's a fleshly man. That fleshly man's going back to this earth. It's going to come out of this ground. It's going to go back to this ground. But church, God has not given a spirit of fear, power, and love. And now let's go about the sound mind. That sound mind is there to tell you that my spirit will bear witness with your spirit. It's not there all of a sudden you open up the Word of God and you can go quote half the books in the Bible. That's what people are looking for. He's not looking for somebody that can quote half the books of the Bible. He's looking for somebody to say, my spirit bears witness with his spirit because the love of God rests inside of him. And I tell you today, church, that's what he's talking about when he talks about that sound mind. You cannot go lay down in that bed at night and go to sleep if you've got a spirit that feels like it's going to go to hell. But I'm telling you, when God begins to move, if that sound mind is in you, your spirit will bear witness with that spirit. And you'll say, oh, praise God, I want a little more. I want a little more. But church, that sound mind, I'm telling you, listen here, that sound mind are never, the spiritual mind I'm talking about, that sound mind will never tell you that you don't need to go to church. That sound mind, a spiritual mind that God's talking about, it'll tell you that you don't need to rebel. It'll never tell you that you do. That sound mind that the Lord's talking about, it'll always tell you that you need to be a part of the spiritual move of God. That sound mind that I'm talking about, it'll warn you. Bells will go off, sirens will go to ringing when it feels you drawing back from God and withdrawing. That sound mind will tell you that you're falling short, that you're getting weaker. And I'm telling you, you just don't go to bed on a Saturday night and wake up on a Sunday morning backslid, heading for hell. Because there's been a warning. There's been some alarms going off. There's been a sound mind that told you, look here, you don't need to go that way. You need to be stirred. You need to be stirred. I tell you, God's got a stir for somebody in this building today. You just as well open up and get it. Oh, I tell you, God never, never, never let nothing come upon his people that he didn't first warn them. He said, we're not children of darkness, but we're children of light, that day should not catch us unaware. So therefore, we are being warned. We are being warned. God is warning his people. Why is he warning his people? I'm going to tell you why. I wished I had a number of the churches that were in the United States of America. I'm talking about all churches. I'm talking about from the churches of Satan to the churches of the Lord. I would like to have a number, and I guarantee you, if we had a total of every church, that number would startle all of us. And by there being such a great variety of different denominations, different churches that may be under the same denomination, but they still have different varieties, there's a church for whatever you want and whatever you believe in, there is a church that will accommodate you. And by there being a part of us knowing that deep within us, we don't like to talk about the deepness of us. By there being a part deep within us today that knows that there is a church that will accommodate me and my family, therefore, I feel like I have the liberty to do what I want, when I want, and I can do however I want. But I've got news for you. There's a set of all seeing eyes that's always a looking, that's always a watching, that's always aware of what's going on. And I'm telling you what, you may pull one over Brother Nixon's eye, you may pull one over Sister Denise's eye, but you'll never pull one over his eye, because he knows what you're thinking about. He knows what's in my heart, and he knows the very intent of your thoughts. Yea, for behold, I say unto thee this day, that thou hast been weighed in the balance, and thou hast found wanting. I say unto thee this day, thy days are numbered, thy walk is numbered. I say unto thee, thou must repent, or thou is in fear of damnation. We cannot play God like a puppet. We may play church, but we cannot play God like a puppet. Because church, somebody's praying for you for God to stir you. You can either accept that stirring, or they can keep praying and God can bring you to your knees. He can bring you to your knees where you can be stirred. I suggest that you don't wait till God brings you to your knees. I suggest that you get to this altar today. I suggest that you get to this altar this morning and you ask God to stir your heart one more time. You ask God to forgive you and stir your heart one more time. I don't know what's between you and God. All I'm doing is just a messenger that's preaching God's Word today. He didn't warn me a week ago what I was going to preach on. He simply told me I need to preach on this today. No, I did not hear an audible voice. I simply felt impressed that we should have a stirring in this service today through God's Word and the Spirit of God dealing with our heart. But I'm telling you, if you walk out this door today without making things right between you and God, you're in danger of damnation, and hell is enlarging its mouth every day to receive them that turn their back on God. Amen. Now, they're churching up down this road. They won't preach this to you today. But I'm telling you, I don't care if it's 10,000 in every one of them churches. I'm going to obey God's Word. And I tell you, we'll obey God's Word. He'll have us strong. Gideon had 30,000 when he went out. But it was only 300 that was required to do the job. And church, it ain't in numbers. That's why we don't have that blasphemous board up there. We don't need to look at the numbers. We need to look at God today. We need to look at God. If we've ever looked at Him, we need to look at Him. I'm telling you, if that rapture was to take place this morning before we got out of this church, would you be sitting on that pew today, or would you be in heaven? You know where you'd be. You know. If you've been a backbiting and talking about your preacher, you've been a backbiting and talking about that one sitting next to you or ahead of you or around you in church, you've been tearing down the work of God, you better repent, or God's going to hold judgment and His finger's going to point in your face one day and say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I'm telling you, we cannot play with God. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God, and every knee's going to bow and every tongue's going to confess that He's King of kings and He's Lord of lords. You ain't going to step out of line and get around Him. No siree. You're going to walk before Him, and you're going to look Him eyeball to eyeball. And when them eyes, oh man, like a flaming fire, when they stand there, and you stand before Him, and those eyes that are like fire look right through you, you think they've x-rayed you and seen everything that's in you. No siree. Those eyes are going to penetrate every part of your being. Every little ounce of your being, every little bit of your DNA is going to be right there. And He's going to know what's in that heart. Either you're washed in that blood or you're not today. I'm telling you, it's time we stir ourselves up. We've got too many that's got saved in this building that are not here this morning. We've got too many that's been saved in this building that are watching us, that are supposed to be mature Christians. What kind of influence are we leaving? What kind of testimony are we leaving today? What kind of inspiration are we being to them? I'm telling you, church, if you want to play church, I suggest you go down the road. Don't come back in this building again. I mean that with all my heart. Because this is God's house. Things in this house are going to be done in God's way. Things in this house are going to be done the way the Lord Jesus Christ wants them to be done. But see, I read a little bit in the book this morning. And it says, where God gives people authority, there's a great responsibility that comes along with that authority. When God gives you authority to be a head of a class, when God gives you authority to do something in the church, when God gives you the authority that people are looking up to you, there's a great responsibility that comes along with that. Now, when God gives you the authority to be a member of that church, there's a responsibility that comes along with that. Getting quiet now. Because you have signed your name to that saying, I want to be a part of that body. You've read all the information on that thing that said what it's supposed to require you to be of. And yet you've signed your name. There is a responsibility that comes with that authority because you have now attached yourself to that body of believers. And if you're a cancer to that body, God is going to cut you off. Why? Because of a lack of stirring. It all could have been avoided if we would have just allowed God to stir us one more time. Oh, we've got to allow God to stir us. Why? Why? Because souls are depending upon us. And I'm telling you, God can stir you. He can knock you to your knees, or you can come willingly and say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh, I tell you, with that authority comes that responsibility, and with that responsibility comes the time that you're going to stand before God. Just as I'm going to stand before God, and the Lord's going to say, Brother Miller, did not you hear me dealing with your heart to preach on that? And you did not want it. Behold all these that stand behind you that you didn't want. I'm not going to hear that. I'm going to warn you today. The blood is off my hands. If I had a bowl in here, I'd wash my hands. And I'd turn my back. And I'd say, now it's up to you. Do what you want. Do what you want. Do what you want today. With every head bowed, every eye closed. Who will say, raise their hand and say, Brother Nick, will you pray the Lord to stir my heart? Hands all over this building. Now, I think we just need to come to this altar. Whether you raised your hand or not. Amen. Whether you lifted it or not. Amen. Don't walk out of here without God stirring your heart. Don't walk out of here without God stirring your heart. Let's come down around this altar. Sister Melinda started it off. She started off. She confirmed what the Lord had already laid in my heart this morning. That we need a stirring. That we need a stirring. That we need a stirring in our heart. She confirmed it today. And I'm telling you that we can have that stirring. If we'll simply fall down and ask Him to help us. If we'll ask Him to help us today. We can have that stirring today. Lord, help us today, Jesus. Jesus, we need you. We need you today, Lord. We need you more than we've ever needed you before in our lives. We need you today, Jesus. Lord, let's just begin to cry out today and ask Him to help us. Ask Him to encourage us. But most of all, first of all, ask Him to help us get our eyes back on Him and to take our eyes off of things around us. And keep our eyes on Him. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus right now that Your Holy Spirit will have liberty to move upon every one of us in this building today. Everyone that wants it can have it today. Everyone that has a desire to be filled can be filled today. Lord Jesus, let Your power fall upon us again. Let the Holy Ghost... Lord, You warned us today. You warned us. You warned us. Jesus, we need You. We need You, Lord. Lord, Jesus, right now, Lord. Lord, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, Jesus, right now,
Lord, I praise you today, Jesus. I praise you today, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, Lord. Lord, let your spirit touch us all, Lord. Jesus. Lord, Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Lord, I know that you're able right now. Jesus.